This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Innocence Project, the nonprofit legal organization based here in New York City that has led the nation in the exoneration of the wrongfully convicted. Among its most notable cases, the Central Park Five, convicted of raping and assaulting a female jogger in Central Park in 1989 based on their false and coerced confessions, exonerated through DNA evidence in 2002. To talk about the work of the Innocence Project, past and present, we're joined by founder Barry Schenck. Barry, welcome back to WNYC.
It's great to hear from you, Jamie.
So what was your vision, Barry, for the Innocence Project when you founded it with your friend and colleague Peter Neufeld 25 years ago? And has it become all that you imagined?
It's become more than we've imagined, although we knew it would be significant. But this has become an international civil rights movement where we have 56, I believe, organizations within a network in the United States and seven abroad. And we don't just exonerate people now with DNA evidence, but we've moved on to exonerating people with other kinds of evidence and a whole agenda of reforms that I think has really begun to transform the criminal justice system.
The reasons for a wrongful conviction are really too many to detail, but can you give us a sense of the most common explanations when the system gets it so wrong?
Well, you know, the real significance of the Innocence Movement is that we now have to come to terms with the fact that there's far more error in this system than anybody ever believed before we had this magic bullet of DNA science that nobody really can or should contest unless it's badly applied, which happens. But the great dilemma is that we haven't responded fast enough, not just on these individual reforms, but we have to finance a transformation of forensic science where we bring in the mainstream scientific community to really tell us how we can do something more with fingerprints, tool marks on bullets, some disciplines like bite marks that probably will never be validated, to actually finance for the first time in a meaningful way the defense of the poor.
Now, the chief judge in the New York State Appeals Court is urging judges to issue formal orders to make sure that criminal prosecutors turn over all evidence that might point to a defendant's innocence. And that's because of one of your cases. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Yes. Janet DeFiore, the chief judge of the New York Court of Appeals, issued what we call Brady Order. And this is an order which really codifies an ethical rule that before a trial begins, all evidence that tends to negate guilt or support a defense or mitigate punishment should be disclosed in a timely fashion by the prosecutor to the defense. And we had a case here involving a guy named Michael Morton, who was wrongfully convicted of killing his wife, and we had DNA testing to prove it. We found out about this 25 years later. But it turned out at Michael's trial, the prosecutor in that case, Ken Anderson, was ordered by the judge to turn over the file of a particular investigator so I can look and see if there's any exculpatory evidence in it. He did that, but we found out he pulled all the exculpatory evidence out of the police officer's file and just gave the non-exculpatory evidence to the judge. And when that was discovered, we were able to have him convicted of misdemeanor contempt. And it just turns out that this kind of a fix where we put the responsibility on the individual prosecutor and on the judge to make sure that the job gets done by ordering them to look. It's very simple, and ordering them to look.
Let me just ask it straight up. Do you think our criminal justice system is broken beyond repair or that it can be fixed?
Well, I mean, you never want to say something is broken beyond repair, but we are in an information age, and the criminal justice system has not caught up with effective use of the information. We don't have good counts on how many people are even in prison, how many are arrested, how many different procedures are used. We are so far behind in taking the tremendous tools we have and applying them to the criminal justice system in a scientific way. It's a joke. We're doing this in better job, I think, in delivery of medical care, and we can do it here in the criminal justice system. And this is one of the great benefits of the Innocence Movement, that we've been able to put it on that kind of a footing.
Barry Schenck founded the Innocence Project in 1992, together with his colleague Peter Neufeld at the Cardoza School of Law in New York City. Barry, thank you so much.
Thank you. Always great to talk with you, Jamie.